The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
It's Thursday, April the 18th, 2024. This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. I am your host, Ricky Scapparello, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines, and we want to welcome you to tonight's program. We got a great one lined up for you. Before we get started tonight, please do me a favor, smash that like button, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification. Again, depending on what platform you may be listening from or listening to, we would love for you guys to help us out to get the word out and spread our message and our ministry to other channels and on these algorithms. And this is how you help us do that. Also, if you've not downloaded our free app, I want to encourage you to pick it up today. Again, you can get it today on our Apple Store. You can get it on your Android store. Again, depending on your device, what you have, go to your Play Store, get it today, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be squared away. Every headline, every podcast, every prophecy viewpoint that we put out will be right there at your fingertips. So guys, I don't know if you have seen this or not, but there is a growing number of testimonials, eyewitness accounts, if you would, of individuals who claim they are seeing people with that has full black eyes. Now, I'm not talking about black eyes from being punched or being in a fight. I'm talking about the entire eye is black. All right, when we talk about the eye, you typically think of three parts of the eye. You have the pupil, which that's the black center part of the eye, the pupil. You have the sclera, which is the white part of the entire eye. And then you have the iris. That's where the color is of the eye. But when we talk about these individuals who are being reported as having solid black eyes, guys, we're talking about all three of these areas of the eye, the pupil, the sclera, and the iris, all black. There is a growing number of individuals who are reporting what they are saying is individuals. They're seeing people out in public areas and whatnot, where in which their faces are contorted or they look like demons, and they're reporting that their eyes are completely black as night. Now, I want to show you some examples of what we're talking about. I'm going to give you some videos. We're going to watch some videos, some reaction videos. Then we're going to get into, I'm going to give you an urban legend regarding children with these black eyes. This has been circulating for years. It's nothing new. It's been going on for years, but we're seeing an increase of activity of this, not just in children, but it's reported in adults as well. All right, here we go, guys. Here's our first story. I want you to check this out.
There are beings that is walking this earth and they are not human. I just came from Kroger's. I just got off of work. I went to go pick up a few items, y'all. I go to the bread aisle. Now, the bread aisle is super long. I'm at one end of the bread aisle. There's a guy that's about 3/4 of the way down in the bread aisle. He got a cart. I got a cart. He's looking at me. And you know how you can see out your peripheral that somebody's staring at you. He ain't just looking, but he's staring at me. I kind of look his way. He's still staring. I go ahead and I get my bread. I go back around the other way because I'm going to the international aisle to get some pasta and some other stuff. While I'm in the international aisle at one end, this guy comes around and he's at the top of the same aisle. I see him still looking at me. Now, mind you, there's a couple of things that I need to get out of that aisle. So the first part of the aisle, I grab what I need to grab and I go about midways down. He's at the other end. So he's staring at me still. So I kind of look at him and I go like, how you give somebody that type look? He's still staring. So I'm looking for what I'm looking for. I can't really find it because he's throwing me off because he keeps staring. Mind you, this man don't have nothing in his cart. He's not even turned to look at any food. Mm. He's looking directly at me. By this time, I'm like, you know what? I'm not on it. I'm about to just stare you down. So I turn to look at him. Y'all, when I tell you, this man stared at me and his eyes turned black. Mm. Everything in his whole eyeball, not just the pupil, but the white part turn completely black.
Okay, so again, this is one example. The entire eye, not just the pupil. Everybody's pupil's black. We're talking about all three components of the eye, all of it. The center part, the white part of the eye, the entire eye was black, according to this woman's encounter here.
He looked, it said, black, and then he walked away. When I tell you I left that cart sitting in that aisle, I didn't even buy nothing from Kroger's. I left out and I came home. There is stuff. There is beings that is walking in this earth, and they at the store, they at whatever, they look like us and everything else, but they are not human.
All right, guys, I got another one I want to show you. This is another testimony.
Hey, so today I experienced something that I've never experienced in my life before. Freaked me out. Thought I was crazy. Still haven't processed it fully. So, as I do every week, twice a week, I make deliveries to the same guy. I've been doing it for 7 months. And it's the same guy every time I walk in. He's got a big garage with like a couple trucks in it. I walk in, I hand him his parts, we talk for a minute, I walk away, I go on my business. Today, I walked in, and he had his back to me, and he was working on his bench, and he must have heard me coming, I don't know, because I was actually pretty quiet, I thought, but when he turned around, I jumped and kind of grabbed my mouth like that because I didn't know what to think. And he laughed a little bit, and he called me jumpy. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm just not feeling very good. And I handed him his part, and I was like, hey, I got to go. The reason I reacted that way is because when I looked at him, he was different. He didn't look like the same guy I saw every other time. First thing I saw was he had no color in his eyes. They were completely black.
There it is again.
Like black. Like you couldn't even see reflections. It was just a black mass.
Wow.
And for some reason, his ears were kind of weird, and they had like this little point like that. I don't know what that was. Excuse me. But then I was talking to my friend, and he sent me an article about them saying that a new disorder that's coming out where people are starting to see demon faces in people.
Now, we'll talk more about that here briefly in here in just a moment when we get through these testimonials. And we'll show you how could it be. And again, I'm just throwing this out there. Could this be the mainstream media's cover-up for why people are reporting this? Because I'm going to throw all kinds of angles at this, guys. I'm going to have you, at the end of this, I'm not going to have you thinking it's one thing. I'm going to have you scratching your head, digging and doing your own homework and doing your own research. I'm only going to present it to you, give you some hypothesis on what this could be, what that could be, some scenarios, even some conspiracies about this. But let's go back to the video.
And it got me thinking, if they're putting something like that out, could it be a disorder, or is it God is actually letting people see demons and
ding, ding, ding,
they're just trying to make it look like we're crazy? I still can't process it. I don't know. And like ever since the eclipse, I find it funny. The clouds look different for some reason. I don't know what it is yet. I'm going to figure that one out. But that could be just me being dumb.
Okay, so this was 3 days ago. This was after the eclipse. I don't want to get into the whole eclipse thing. I don't think there's anything to do with that. But here's what's interesting. When you go down and you read the comments are interesting, guys. You want to talk about opening up a whole plethora of conspiracy theories. You've got everything from people's DNA being changed in 2020. I'll let you figure out that one. Then people in here saying the veil is thinning. I believe him. Then this person said 5 years ago, they had a similar situation happen. Here's another one. And goes on and talks about people saying, here's one individual right here. The Punisher 9057, that's a username. The exact thing happened to me when I was about 7 or 8 years of age, traumatized me, and I still have this mental image in my head. I never forget and always remember to this day. The year was probably 1999 or 2000. I saw my older brother, 10, at the time, shape into these demon faces with the exact description of what this guy is talking about. I quote, froze in fear as an 8-year-old kid. I turned away and closed my eyes, scared out of my mind. And when my brother asked what was wrong, I said, you're making a scary face. And he said, no, I'm not. Then I opened my eyes and he was normal again. I was scared to death seeing his face like that. To this day, he swears he never made a face or even tried to scare me. Never has this happened to me in my life again. And it goes on, and I don't want to get into the whole conspiracy. He did not take the ouchie ouch and all this stuff as well, because a lot of people are equating this to getting the shot. Okay, but then you have a story like this.
Yeah, this family was under attack last night by a woman claiming to be the devil. She attacked this family, prompting the homeowner to fire 39 rounds.
She was in to kill us. That was her almighty, was to kill us.
A horrific first night for the Lewis family in their brand new home.
She attacked us and I held her down and just kept on punching her and punching her as hard as I possibly could.
Once a dream home, it now looks like a war zone. We want to warn you at home, some of this video is graphic. Blood soaked into the carpet, walls and windows riddled with bullets, and shell casings scattered throughout.
I said, who are you? She said, I need your help. Please help me. And I said, get out my house. And she said, I'm the devil.
The homeowner says a naked woman with a blue ponytail broke into the basement around 10:30 last night, laughing and refusing to leave.
She looked like she was possessed. I mean, her eyes were completely black like saucers.
Her eyes were completely black like saucers. She claimed to be the devil. She had superhuman strength. This is absolutely a picture. At least this one right here, this story, I 110% believe this woman was demon possessed. This woman broke into a home in Virginia. Now, again, I'm giving you the quote from the individual in the home that encountered this woman who was demon possessed. She had completely black eyes. Now, when I was digging and doing research in this, I had known about this previously because I remember seeing a documentary on this. There is what's called, and again, this may be brand new to some of you guys, so I want to talk about this. For you guys that already know this or aware of this, bear with those who've never heard of this. There is what is called the legend of the black-eyed children. This is really creepy, guys. So again, I'm going to give you my thoughts on all of this. So I know some of you guys are wondering what we're going to talk about here or what my thoughts on this. Quote, they might knock on your door on a late wintry night. You may see them approaching your car while you're waiting at the signal or a gas station. It might seem like they need help or they might just stand still for no reason. These children do not look threatening. They would want to get into your house or they want to get into your car. They will be persistent. Suddenly, you will notice something is not right about these children. Listen to this. Their eyes are pure black from lid to lid, dead black orbs devoid of the sclera or iris, and it sends a chill up your spine. If you've seen this or have encountered this, you have likely come across the quote unquote black-eyed children. And guys, listen, please, in the comment section below, Rumble, YouTube, wherever you can comment, if you have ever encountered such a thing, whether it's a child or an adult, With this description of what we're talking about tonight, please comment in the section below. We would love to hear from you. Black-eyed children or black-eyed kids is an urban legend of paranormal creatures that resemble children between the ages of 6 and 16. These creatures with pale skin and black eyes have reportedly been seen hitchhiking, panhandling, or at the doorsteps of residential homes. A dozen stories continue to circulate, and they're growing, all following a very similar pattern. Kids with eyes completely black appear at people's homes or their vehicle. They knock on doors and then insist upon getting inside. Anyone who encountered them has almost immediately felt an overwhelming sense of dread. Besides blackout eyes, these children typically appear normal. Sometimes their attire seems outdated. In extremely unusual instances, people have reported encountering creatures with talon-like feet. Interesting. No one knows where or how these creatures pop up. Conspiracy theorists believe that black-eyed children are aliens trying to reach out to their Earth, reach out to us. Some believe that they are children of the devil himself. And if you let them in, you're allowing the devil to enter your life. Now, there may be some truth to this. They want to enter your home to call their parents. However, upon making eye contact, it seems like there is much sinister plot to the story. Others claim that these children have existed since the 1980s. However, most sources say that the legend originated in 1996 in posts written by a Texas reporter named Brian Bethel, where he wrote about two alleged encounters with black-eyed children. He claimed that he had an encounter with two children in Abilene, please guys, if I slaughtered that, forgive me, in Texas, with pale skin and black eyes. In 2012, Bethel retold his story on the TV show Monsters and Mysteries in America. He then wrote an article for the local affiliate Reporter News, where he described his experience once again. One of the stories goes like this, quote, in the snowy town within the middle of nowhere of Vermont, an elderly couple hear the sound of three loud knocks on their door. They open the door and they see two children, a boy and a girl. Quote, parents will be here soon. May we come in? The children did not make eye contact and just stood there in the doorway. The elderly couple were hesitant, but after a while, they let the little boy and girl inside. The kids settled on the couch while the wife made hot cocoa, and the husband asked him questions that went unanswered. The wife returned and noticed that her cat was scared and angry with the children. Quote, may we please use the restroom? The wife looked at the children, and she finally saw them. The children's eyes were as black as a starless universe. She directed them to the restroom and returned to her husband, who was covering his face with his hand. Quote, did you see their eyes? The husband then showed her his hand full of blood from a nosebleed. The power suddenly went out and the house turned as dark as the children's eyes. The wife headed to the restroom and was confronted by the voice of the children at the end of the hall uttering, quote, our parents are here. The children then exited the house, leaving the door wide open. The wife then noticed that there were two men at the end of the driveway. The men were very tall and slender. The wife waved but did not receive the same friendly gesture. The two men and children then drove away together in one car. The power then returned a little later after the children left. Throughout the next week, weird things began to happen in the home. Three out of four cats went missing, and the fourth had been found dead in the pool of its own blood. The husband continued to have nosebleeds and finally went to the doctor, where he was diagnosed with a very aggressive skin cancer. This legend even crossed bodies of water and landed in the great land of the United Kingdom, where in 2014, Daily Star, which is a UK affiliate, wrote three front page stories about sightings of black-eyed children in the haunted pub of Staffordshire. Ghost hunters who believe that the blackout children were extraterrestrials, vampires, or ghosts took these alleged sightings very seriously. Now, guys, I want to stop before we continue here. I want to make a disclaimer here. There is no such thing as ghost. I literally just had this discussion with my two sons last night in our family Bible study. Listen, what the world calls ghosts are familiar spirits. These are demon spirits that take up residence in locations where there is a history of the occult, witchcraft, or the shedding of blood. They are attracted to this. These are demons. And that's why they appear in these quote-unquote haunted places. And if you do your research and get to the bottom of what's going on in these locations, you'll discover that there was some kind of a gruesome murder, bloodshed. There was some type of sacrifices. There was occult activity, witchcraft, whatever the case would be, or all of the above. And that is what attracts these, okay? Anyway, I just wanted to point that out. Nowadays, people continue to claim to see these blackout children when driving late at night down an empty road or outside of their window late at night, or even lurking in the shadows of their room. You know what this reminds me of, guys? This also reminds me, and this is in the same ballpark, if you would, of the alleged Greys. I'm talking about the quote-unquote extraterrestrials, the Greys, and those people that report being a quote-unquote abducted or visited by these Greys. They appear in their bedroom, they appear in their home, and there's even, I think there's movies out or documentaries all centered around this called Paranormal Activity. Many people have reported seeing these black-eyed children standing in the corner of the room during their episodes of sleep paralysis or even waking up in the middle of the night because they sensed someone was watching them in the shadows, and it was these children. Now, here's what I found intriguing is there now appears that we've moved beyond just the reports of these, quote, black-eyed children to now people reporting this to be in adults. There's more and more people coming forward, and I just showed you some examples. I showed you three testimonies of people claiming, again, seeing people with these full black eyes appearing. One was a house invasion by what we know absolutely was a demon possession. Someone at a grocery store, don't know the whole back. We're only going to get, you know, we're only drawing a conclusion from what this woman told us. Then again, we have this story of this guy who said that he went to somewhere where he's always went and he saw this. But here's what I find interesting. There's such an increase of this that now the mainstream media is trying to convince society that there is a quote unquote new disorder. Never heard of this. The nickname of this disorder is called demon face. You can Google this on Google, and it's a disorder. Now, I'm going to try to pronounce this. It's called prosopopamorphosia. I believe that's how you pronounce it. Guys, it's a word about that long. Looks like it's the whole alphabet. It's so long. But they're saying that this is a, quote, rare disorder. Here we go again. Rare, unusual, never heard of. It's the theme that we get anymore. They're saying that there is less than 100 cases of this ever documented. Here's more on this. Let's watch this video. He's going to give you a lot more details than me just reading this. Normal. So listen to this.
And so here's the weird stuff I love. Imagine your vision is totally normal, and then one day you see demonic features everywhere on people only, just like this, what you see behind me. Now, that's a reality for a man named Victor Shera. He has extremely rare yet terrifying disorder called PMO, and it's commonly known as, or now known because people didn't know about it at first. It's called the demon face syndrome. People with the condition see parts of other people's faces distorted in shape, texture, position, or color.
Okay, time out. Who has ever heard of this? PMO is what the acronym they're giving us. Have you ever heard of this? Hit me up in the comments below in the chat, guys. I've never heard of this in all my 47 years of living. Never heard this, ever. But again, it's a rare disorder. Okay, why are we just now hearing about this? Why is there an increase of this? What's causing it? What's the source of it? Very interesting to me. Let's listen on.
For Shera, that means grotesque, grimace, elongated eyes, and deeply etched scars also pointed ears. There are 75 known cases of the disorder. My next guest, well, we talk about it, and he is kind of skeptical, but he says there's some proof. And joining us now here on The Factor Uncensored, we have with us Dr. Nick Hardy. Dr. Nick, you know, I'm always looking for the weird and the different, and I think I found it today. And this condition, we're told, is called demon face syndrome. Mm-hmm. Now, it's when an individual sees someone and their face seems distorted, almost satanic, demon-like. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
I haven't. And to your point, when I saw that only 75 cases have been reported, I said, ooh, we really looked high and low to find this one. But I have not heard of this one before. Doesn't mean that it's not valid. Doesn't mean that it's not real. I just haven't heard it. This is the first time that I've heard about this disorder.
And 75 cases in a world of what? Billions of people. That's pretty low, right?
It is. It's extremely low. And truthfully, I need to look and see what the threshold is for it even comes up on people's radar, at least from a medical perspective. But I'll say this, you know, they say 75 reported. That means that there could be more people, but just out of fear of, you know, embarrassment or what does this look like? What do people think? I mean, am I crazy? Did I, you know, eat something bad? Is this temporary? I mean, just all the thoughts and feelings that come along with, you know, this being
how are they describing this so-called demon face syndrome? What is it exactly from what you've been able to ascertain?
Yeah, so what I've seen is basically this is a disorder that when people look at others, there's this distorted view that creates a demon-like figure. And
well, hold on, stop. Now, this still doesn't give an explanation of, I can see the distortion right there that you're looking at on the screen. You guys are listening by Apple or by Spotify. We're watching the visual of this. You need to hop over here when you get a chance. Watch this again. Watch the visual of this. We got the video up. Okay, fine. The face is distorted. You've got the scars, the wrinkles, the pointy ears. But it does not explain, even in this visual, this man has normal eyes. He has all three aspects of his eyes that look normal, but they're just stretched. But again, and all these other, but these growing number of cases reporting the completely black eyes doesn't explain this. But what's crazy is if you talk about this, if you were to go to the doctor, you report this, they've found something else, guys, that they can, just like that doctor said, they can write you off as being crazy. Just, you know, I can see it now. They're going to have a commercial. You're going to turn on one of these news outlets. Do you or somebody you know have PMO? Have you been diagnosed with PMO? Well, we have a pill for you. They'll come up with a pill, and it'll have 75 side effects. And then at the end, it'll say, now you can ask your doctor if this is right for you. I'm just, you know, I'm not trying to make light of this. I'm just saying, I'm not on board with this. Even if you listen to that doctor, does he sound confident to you that this is a real quote unquote disorder? Or is there something more going on here?
So, you know, some of their eyes may kind of spread out. There may be distortions on their skin. And this only happens when they're looking at people. I don't think that they said that they saw the same imagery when they looked at a sheet of paper. And so it's
okay. So it only happens when they see people. Does it happen when they see a dog? What about a cat? I'm just saying, what about animals? Because if they're only seeing this on people, that's a huge red flag too, in my opinion.
Happening in real time, according to some of these reports.
And I think they examined and they used in one of the case studies a Tennessee truck driver who said he began seeing people's faces and they looked like demons back in 2020. And the term
2020, did something happen in 2020? Oh, yes, that was. Now, guys, I'm not. And I shouldn't even have said that because it'll take us down this spiraling path of this conspiracy theory. But I'm just saying that's a very interesting timeline.
Schizophrenia has been tossed around. Where does that fit in?
It doesn't fit in.
Yeah.
Because in this situation, this is just visual distortion, whereas with schizophrenia, a lot of times people have delusional thoughts and beliefs. And so they may see it, but then there's a narrative that goes along with it that, you know, creates a story around what could be happening, some hallucination. This is just, I just seeing things that don't look normal. Mm-hmm. So totally different than schizophrenia.
Wow. It's kind of like, I don't even know what to do with this, but I'm so interested in it. If people are actually seeing others who look like demons just visually, because that could lead to some mental issues. If you think people are demons around you, you know, that would affect your brain.
Oh, 100%. I mean, even just how you respond to someone that is your roommate versus a demon that's coming in your room.
Right.
Totally, totally different. But I'll say this, you know, when I was reading about this, one of the things that I do think from a mental health perspective that we have to be careful of is even labeling it demon could push people away who could be suffering from this disorder. And I think this has been the case with a lot of mental health disorders over the history of what we have come to learn about mental health. You know, we used to call it mental retardation, you know, like, I mean, all these derogatory terms that we're fighting some of those stigmas now, just in the mental health space. So I think even though it's early, not a lot of people have it, we still have to be careful how we describe it.
All right, guys, again, so what are we dealing with here? Is this some kind of a low-scale mass psychosis where people are starting to see black-eyed people? Notice they never mentioned black-eyed people in that. They didn't mention this with all these other things. But again, the reason why I brought that story up is because the mainstream media is trying to equate that with this, of people seeing this stuff. Now, before I get into the spiritual aspect of this, I know that there is what's called body modifications out there. There's people out there, and you see them all over the place now. It used to be kind of tabooed. You didn't see very much of it back in the 80s and 90s. But now you have a growing number of people, as outlandish and as painful as this sounds. There's people out there that are willfully going into tattoo parlors and tattoo shops, and they're actually getting the whites of their eyes tattooed completely black. Here's an example right here on your screen. This is an individual who went through extreme body modifications to turn himself into an alien. And one of the things he did, if look at his eyes, guys, on this particular case, he did this himself through these medical procedures, which again is tattooing his entire eye. So his every part of his eye is completely black. So this does exist, and there are people out there that do this stuff. So you do have that aspect, whether or not, you know, people like, okay, for example, the woman at the encounter at the grocery store, she said that his eyes turned black. It was in the beginning, it was not like that, but then it was like something shifted and his eyes completely went black. The other guy, who said he went to that, what was it, the mechanic or somebody dropped off some stuff to. He said this is a guy he had known, he had talked to. He never looked like that before, but this time he did look like that. Then you've got, again, so this is what makes this interesting, because this is, on some cases, I'm sure if you go out in public, probably in somewhere like Los Angeles or some of these major cities, you may run into somebody like this that is completely tattooed their eyes over and made them black, or they have some type of a contact lens in. But then what about, okay, is there or could there be a supernatural aspect to this? Absolutely, guys. If the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6 that we do not wrestle flesh and blood, beyond the realm of flesh and blood, beyond the realm of what we see in the natural, we are contending against. Now, again, this is what the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6. I'll pull this up here so you can see this where I'm at and follow along with me in the scripture. He says that we are dealing with principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this age, and spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. And he tells us this is why it's imperative that we every single day we put on the whole armor of God. Because when you step out of the four walls of your home and you go to your grocery store, you go to a retail store, you go in public, you go to a gas station, you go to a light, a red light, a restaurant, whatever. You're in an environment where there is good, there is bad, there is demons, there are angels, there it's everywhere. And listen to me, friends, if God was to remove the veil of your spiritual eyes and you were to see in the spirit world, we would all observe things, and excuse my expression here, that would probably freak you out. You would see angels of God. You would see principalities over cities. You would see powers and spiritual hosts in heavenly places. You would see these things. Now, I would venture to say, guys, that according to what I have studied in the Bible, as we get closer to the time of the end, we know, the Bible makes it clear that we will be living in perilous times. Jesus alludes to the end times as the beginning, and he says in Luke chapter 17, as it were in the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be at the return of the Son of Man. In Noah's time, the entire earth was filled with violence and wickedness, and all flesh was corrupt before him. And again, and I'm going to throw this out at you, you had an entire population of hybrids walking around that were part Nephilim, and they were part men. They were part angels of heaven, and they were part flesh. They were bearing these giants, which, again, that's where I'm talking about, the Nephilim. These were these hybrids that were half man, half woman, or excuse me, half man, half angels. Because I said woman because the angels went into the daughters of men with the women there, and they bore giants or Nephilims, the men of renown, Genesis chapter 6. Okay? So you had that going on. So, and then when you go over to the book of Revelation, it says that because Satan knows his time is short, he will come down with great wrath because he has a short time to work in the earth. So when I put all this together, you go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it talks about this mass deception that will be rampant upon the earth. That Paul said that it will be so rampant, deception will be so thick in the earth, that if it were possible, the very elect would be deceived. And look, I want to point this out too. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, again, it says that when the lawless one appears, talking about the Antichrist, it will be the working of Satan. Satan will be working through him with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Now look at this. There will be unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Friends, listen, could it be possible, as you saw in my title here, in my subtitle, is God allowing the veil to be removed? That's one conclusion. That's one hypothesis. The veil is starting to be removed. It's slowly dissipating between the natural and the supernatural realm. And what these people are seeing, and the mainstream media and the medical industry is trying to convince them that it's some type of disorders. What if it's really not a disorder? And what if they're actually seeing in the spirit realm, and they're actually seeing what's on some of these people? Have you ever met somebody that you knew if you could see in the spirit realm that they had a spirit on them? I didn't say in them. I said on them. Now, I'm not saying I don't believe in demon possession, because that woman who broke into that home that was and had supernatural strength and had completely black eyes, absolutely demon possessed, even called herself the devil, demon possessed, 100% believe that. But again, most people out there are not demon possessed. It's very rare that you'll come across someone who is quote unquote demon possessed, has complete possession and ownership of an individual. Now, I believe we encounter people all the time that are demon oppressed, that are influenced by demons. But in the cases of these quote-unquote black-eyed people, children, adults, whatever, could it be possible that these are demon-possessed individuals? Absolutely. 100% it's possible that they're demon-possessed individuals. But again, here's the question. Why are we seeing a rise of this? Well, guys, I believe the answer is very simple. If you look around, just look around the earth today. Let's just look at the West. Because demon possession, if we're going to go demon possession, you see this a lot. It's very pronounced in third world countries. It's very pronounced in places that are full of false idol worship. If full of witchcraft and the occult, places like Haiti, this is very pronounced. But at one point, this was unheard of in America. But look at the moral decline that America is facing, the West is facing. Look at the amount of lawlessness that is rampant. Look at the thefts, burglaries, violence. People are doing things to get recognition on social media. They're inflicting harm to other individuals just to get likes on social media. We're seeing, and I can't even tell you all the stories on this broadcast because we won't be able to keep the broadcast up. But I'm talking about, we reported things on our main website that, again, we can't talk about these things, but they are unbelievable, and that it's almost leaves you speechless. I'm talking about the harm that comes to children. People are doing things to children. People are claiming things. Look at the story that just came out there during the solar eclipse. There was a woman in Florida, in the state of Florida, who was shooting at vehicles, went on a shooting spree, and claimed that God told her to do it. God inspired her to do this and carry this out. And I don't know if you saw this story, but this was a woman who was steeped into astrology, which is absolutely demonic. I'm not talking about astronomy. Astronomy is the study of the sun, the moon, the stars, and the constellations. It's the studying of this. Astrology is when you actually look to this for your horoscope, worshiping it, things like this. Astrology influencer disturbed by eclipse slayed her own partner, her infant child, and then herself. The 34-year-old woman who worked as an astrology influencer, again, posted warnings about, quote, spiritual warfare of the solar eclipse before carrying out these acts. So here's what I'm trying to tell you guys. I believe more and more demons are being released upon the earth. Demons don't populate. They don't reproduce. So let me clarify what I'm saying. There is a greater level of demonic influence in the earth and activity because the state of humanity, the state of mankind, its refusal to turn to God. Think about it, guys. There's a growing number of the populace that no longer believes in God. They don't worship God. They don't have any form of religion. They're turning to the occult. They're turning to New Age. And what's happening is all this is doing, and it's opening the door wide for demons just to run rampant. So in my personal opinion, guys, all of this stuff, what we're talking about today, this is just an example of, again, the veil is slowly starting to be lifted. And I believe that this activity is going to become more and more increased as we get closer to the coming of the Lord. And that's why it's imperative for you and I to keep on the armor of God. Put on that armor every day, keeping that word, keeping his presence, be prayed up, be filled with the Holy Ghost, have discernment about you, because when you step out of the four walls of your home, friends, you are facing a real demonic world out there that's full of demons, that's full of principalities and powers, everything that Paul talked about. And that's why it is imperative that we stay armored up, because we're in the last days. All right, guys. And I want to leave you with one final thought. I thought about this. I want to show you something in the book of Hebrews. This is Hebrews 13. Listen what And I believe it was the Apostle Paul who wrote the book of Hebrews. Some may differ, but nevertheless, the author of Hebrews wrote, "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing some," look what it says here, "have unwillfully entertained angels." Let me say that one more time. Paul told us in the book of Hebrews that when we interact with strangers in public, we could unknowingly be communicating with angels. So guys, if that's truth in the kingdom of heaven, then I would venture to say that there is individuals that we can encounter that are filled with demons, and it will be made manifest in front of us, and we will know this, especially, listen to me, especially if you're filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm going to leave you with a story. This is a true story, really happened, and this is a firsthand account. This is something that happened to my wife and I, and then I'm going to close this broadcast. I remember many years ago when we first got saved, we went to a restaurant and ate, and my wife and I were sitting at the table, and there was a woman and her daughter that was sitting about two tables from me. It was the table of right next to me, right across from me, rather, where my wife was facing me and I was facing them. I was looking right at the daughter, and we were sitting there. And I noticed every single time as we start eating, just like that woman talked about in this video, you get this feeling that someone's watching you. So every time I would look up and I would see the daughter looking and just staring. And I'm not talking about, you know, I'm not trying to get weird or goofy here. I'm talking about the look that was coming was a scowl, I don't know if this is a universal thing, but we call it the stink eye. She was giving me the stink eye. And I'm like, you know, I was thinking to myself at the beginning, I was like, what's this girl's problem? I ain't done nothing to her. Why is she giving me the stink eye? So we're sitting there and I kept feeling more and more of a presence, and it was making me more and more uncomfortable. So I was, and again, I'm here, I am filled with the Holy Spirit. So, and this girl just would not just stop scowling and just making these, just mumbling something under her breath. Remember her mother was facing her, but I was facing the daughter. So her mother couldn't see me, and my wife couldn't see what's going on. And I kind of told her what was going on. So all of a sudden, I start just really under my breath, just started praying in the Spirit. Now, again, I know we've got different backgrounds or whatever. Please do not lose me here. But I prayed in the Spirit. You can find this in 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 13, 1 Corinthians 14. You can find it in Jude. He talks about this, praying in the Spirit. I started praying in the Spirit. And the more I prayed in the Spirit, this girl started squirming around, and she became very angry. She got to the point where I just started praying the Spirit more. She threw down her fork. She threw down her napkin. She grabbed her mother. She says, "I'm ready to go. Let's go now." So she gets up. She walks, and she has to go by me. And as she's walking by, I'm just praying in the Spirit. And she is just like almost growling as she's walking out the door. So listen, what am I talking about? I'm talking about, friends, just like you and I who are serving God and born again, and we're filled with the Spirit of God, there's people out there that are not born again. They don't know the Lord. And if they have a void there, if they allow it and they open the door for it, there is literally people that are demon oppressed and demon possessed. And those demons will manifest in the presence of Jesus. They'll manifest in the presence of God, and it will be known. So again, I leave you with, again, the thought that it is imperative to be filled with the Spirit of God in His Word, in His presence, and put on daily the whole armor of God, Ephesians chapter 6. Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you can find us. Again, if you do not have our app, free app, download it. Get it today on Apple. Get it on Android. Once you download it, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be squared away. Guys, I know this is a little different. It was a little bit of a different message tonight. We'll be back on her tomorrow. We'll give you either some updates, or we'll give you another word of encouragement. But please, again, don't forget to hit the like button, hit the share button. If this ministry is just a blessing to you, it encourages you week after week, it informs you, it equips you. Whatever the case may be, whatever your relationship is with this ministry, we want to give you the opportunity to be a blessing back and to partner with our ministry. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app. That's the easiest way, or through the main website, or right there on your screen, you can give check or money order to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So guys, I hope again that you enjoyed this message. Let us know in the comment section below what you think. I would love to hear. I can't wait to see the dialogue and read what people's thoughts are on this. Maybe you've got a different angle than I'm thinking of. I'm sure we're going to get all kinds of feedback on this. So we're going to sign off for tonight. We'll be right back here tomorrow night, Lord willing, Friday, April 19th, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, with one final segment to finish out this week of podcasting. Until then, may the Lord bless you, keep you, and may His countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.